I'm on Doncaster Road in Scunthorpe, and as I'm sure you can hear, the party buses are rolling into town, which means only one thing. It means that the Torch is minutes away from starting its journey in our region.
And so you can take its shape now. No wonder we call it the showground. It's going to be a fantastic show. And I'd just like to say thanks to everybody who's put a lot of effort in today and indeed last night to get the showground ready for tonight's spectacular event.
And the Torch, I don't know if you can hear that, Jay, the Torch is lit. The Torch has started its journey back in our region, started its journey through northern Lincolnshire.
It's absolutely phenomenal. That's the estate agency staff. They've brought chairs to the doorway to stand on to make sure they get a bird's eye view. To say they were on the balcony of the Royal Pub as we were just passing down Doncaster Road as well, and everyone outside the Bats Hall. It's been phenomenal.
Hundreds of people have gathered here on the Queensway in Scunthorpe waiting for that Olympic torch. Now, amongst those are hundreds of school children all waving their Olympic flags.
Yay! I'm Nick Foreman, I'm from Waltham, just outside Grimsby, and I'm doing the Grimsby leg. Absolutely fantastic, and especially, you know, now it's in the UK and it's starting its route round, and it's really bringing the Olympics to us.
There was a lady hanging out of her upstairs window with a small dog earlier, and everywhere we go, there are people waving flags. We've got union flag deedly boppers, we've got young, old, in between, every possible culture. One of the things I like about Scunthorpe as well is the fact it's such a multicultural town.